Can our trusty brothers to come forward? Please recite a salawat and come forward.
Allah, salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Wa ajil.
Recite Surah Al-Fatiha for your marhumin and my marhumin and all marhumin and pastor. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. Allahumma Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Muhammad.
Shahid, can you please increase the voices to the... Can you just sign loud salawat?
Allah.
Muhammad. For it's very good. Can you please just sign a louder salawat?
Muhammad.
Muhammad. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون صلاة محمد وآل محمد
صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. I recite few verses from Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah is a very, very important surah, especially if you have any financial problems. It has been narrated. If you recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah before you sleep in the night and after you get up early in the morning, every night, every morning, you will never have financial problems. There is a khatma of Surah Al-Waqi'ah too. Like we have khatma Qur'an, right? We have to finish Qur'an, the whole 30 chapters. In the same way, we have khatma of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. What does it mean? Khatma of Surah Al-Waqi'ah is, you have to recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah for a few days, for a few times. What is the khatma of Surah Al-Waqi'ah? Inshallah, I will share with you during next lectures, inshallah. So that is also very, very beneficial. That will help you to decrease your financial problems. It has been narrated once when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one of the companions of Prophet, was dying. He was in the last moments of his life. Abu Sufyan came to him and Abu Sufyan said, "Oh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I know that you have many daughters and after you, I'm afraid they might face financial problems. So do you want me to help you and your daughters?" Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, "No." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because I've heard from the Prophet, peace be upon him, whoever recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah before he sleeps in the night and after he gets up early in the morning, he will never ever have any financial problems. And my daughters have memorized Surah Al-Waqi'ah and I'm sure they will never have financial problems. I don't know. I don't need your help. Thank you very much." Okay. So I have recited three verses from Surah Al-Waqi'ah. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. This Quran is a noble Quran. This Quran is an honorable Quran. فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٍ. And this Quran is in a well-guarded book. So what does this mean? This means Quran is something and the book is something. When I'm saying the water is in the glass, the tea is in the cup, the food is in the plate, what does it mean? There are two things. Water is something, glass is something else. Cup is something, tea is something else. Food is something, plate is something else. So Allah is saying, "Fi kitabin maknoon." This noble Quran is in a book, in a well-guarded book. So there are two things. And the third verse, "La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun." No one can touch Holy Quran except those pure people, except those purified people. You might say, "And what are you saying?" In today's life, we see that everybody is able to touch the Holy Quran. The non-Muslims, the Hindus, the Christians, the Jews, the Sikhs, everybody is touching Holy Quran. No, even more. Some non-Muslims, the enemies of Islam, are even insulting and abusing Quran. As you've heard these stories, they tried to burn Quran, they tried to insult Quran in some other different ways. So what does this verse mean? Quran is saying, Allah is saying, "La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun." No one can touch Holy Quran except those pure people. But today we see everybody is able to touch the Holy Quran. What does it mean? Definitely,